And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. If all is with us and all goes right, Rick Scott will join us live to discuss Red Nose Day. If not, you'll see me punting, but I'll be doing it on the radio. Also, we're going to look at compliments over criticism. Nobody's going to want to hear that. Trust me. And then Beyond Us on Purpose, and we'll close it out with today's Facebook post now and later.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. People say, Dave, why when you open the show do you say surviving, living, and prevailing? And I'm going to tell you why before we get to the close here. Because sometimes you feel like you're surviving. Sometimes you feel like you're doing a little better than surviving, so you're living. And then sometimes you're doing really good, and that's when you're prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities in Oy Vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and for 4.5 years, we've proved that to be a fact. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Got to take a short break, but stand by for SRN News.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
April showers bring May flowers. Yeah, you've heard that before. But did you know that the Bible is like a rain shower? No, seriously. That's what the writer of the book of Isaiah says in chapter 55. Look at the similarities. Rain falls from the sky, giving fresh water to the earth and helping nature to grow. The Bible also comes from above. It's the Word of God given to us in 66 books written over many centuries. And the Bible helps you and I to grow spiritually. Rain has a purpose, to refresh our world. And God promises that, like the rain, His Word will always accomplish its purpose, to give us joy and peace through faith in Jesus Christ. So, how can you dive in and start soaking up God's Word? We'll help you get started. Go to findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California, where nobody understands live radio like we do because we do live radio every day. And what we know from live radio is when a live guest is not on live radio, they will not be on the live show. So there will be no guest on the live radio on the David Spoon Experience this day. However, being that there are so many wonderful things going on, I will tell you that we've got a couple things to share with you. Share. That's what I want to do. I want to share with you, okay? First and foremost, don't forget, Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Number two, school tuitions. not regular school tuitions, half price. Now, I am not a mathematical genius, and Tugboat Todd will tell you, yeah, Dave's not a mathematical genius, but I can tell you this. If I have two apples and one apple goes away, it's half gone. And that's what the price is. If your tuition for a private Christian education is $4,000 and it's half gone, then it's only $2,000. That's still how it works, folks. Still today, that's how it works. Okay. A couple other things to let you know that I want to keep you aware of. Don't forget about Steve Wheeler, Whitefields Ministries. And whitefields.org, traveling all across the world, all across the globe, to advance the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is cool about that? Everything. Him, his wife, his family, they are committed to taking the gospel to the farthest places of the earth. And we're talking about them supporting rural pastors. We are talking about rural pastors. Not, he's a pastor in the country. And the people go drive by. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that are planting churches in places you've never heard of that are 50, 60, and 70 miles away from a road. That's how far away. They support these pastors financially, spiritually, emotionally, educationally. And we support Whitefields Ministries. We don't always ask you to give money for Whitefields. And it's one of the things that Steve and I made an agreement on, that we will be just as committed to asking people to pray and become partners of prayer by voluntarily praying for that ministry as anything else, because prayer makes a difference. And so Steve would ask me to ask you, will you please pray for their ministry? Pray for Steve and Coral to be safe, obviously, and pray for them to be blessed in the Lord and advance the gospel as the way they're supposed to. And if you want to check out their testimonies, their videos, or anything else that they got going on, any other element that they got cooking, go to whitefields.org. Whitefields comes out of the gospel, John chapter 4, verse 34. Check it out there. It's a great place to do it. Whitefields.org. Okay, I think we covered a lot. That was a good intro, right? All right. Let's get into our big teach. It's called the substitute teach. And why? Because we don't have our live guest with us. This is called the prodigal brother. The prodigal brother. You know, you always hear, first of all, the people that named this parable the prodigal son, they could have named it the prodigal father. They could have named it the prodigal. Jesus didn't go, let me tell you this parable. It's just about a prodigal son and nothing else. He didn't say that. That's the title that we kind of dropped on it. I'm going to talk to you about the prodigal brother. Luke 15, 25 through 32 says this. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. And he summoned one of the servants and asked what these things meant. Your brother is here, he told him, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound. Then the older brother became angry and didn't want to go in. So his father came out and pleaded with him. But he replied to his father, look, I have been slaving many years for you, and I've never disobeyed your orders, yet you've never given me a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours come, who has devoured your assets with prostitutes, you slaughtered the fatted calf for him. Son, the father said to him, you're always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. This story, you hear it all the time about the prodigal son who goes away and then he comes to his senses after he spends all his money. And then he comes back and the dad's all happy and the dad's looking for him. And oh, by the way, if you want to have a great parallel to this, just follow the theology. When Jacob ended up coming back to see Esau, the Bible says that Esau ran to him, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. What's ironic about the prodigal story is when the father saw the son, he ran to him, he threw his arms around him, and he kissed him. And then when Jacob was looking at Esau, he said, it is as if I've seen the face of God, which tells you that was kind of like a pre-parable in the, back in Genesis, the exact same situation. Kind of cool, but that's just for us theologues that like stuff like that. Here's the other thing. The brother was bummed out because his younger brother didn't follow the norm, didn't follow the rules, didn't follow the tradition, and did everything he wasn't supposed to do. And he was upset because the father threw a party. Here's something you might not have caught. What kind of calf did the father slaughter? It was the fatted calf. In other words, it was their most prized possession. And the older son knew that he just lost revenue because the father killed the most profitable animal they had and spent it on the prodigal son. So the prodigal brother's like going, wait a second. I've been with you this whole time. I've done all this great stuff. I've worked really hard in your kingdom. And you took a prized possession that I had rights to and connection to. And you slaughtered that and celebrated for this kid who doesn't even listen, doesn't even obey. And you know what that's all about? That's all about a bad attitude because he was upset because he didn't feel like he was being acknowledged enough. And here his brother comes back and gets all this blessing poured on him and all this graciousness poured on him. And the older brother's mad. But he was missing the priority. His brother, younger brother's salvation was more important than the revenue loss that the older brother would sustain. And I'm going to tell you something. You've got to catch this. However, here is something that most people do not catch in this story. Another little theologue thing. This is really cool. Really cool. Listen. The father said to the son, the older son, "You're always with me, and everything I have is yours." You know the younger son that the father took in? The father received him again. The father took the prodigal son back in again, but it doesn't say that the prodigal son got another portion of the inheritance again. He was simply received. He wasn't rewarded. He returned, and the father received him, and the father blessed him. But it doesn't say that he was now going to get another portion of inheritance. He forfeited some of that fortune when he took it early, spent it wildly, and spread it around. He came back and the father received him, but he didn't get another fortune because of that. He was received, not rewarded for coming back. When you have a problem between you and the Lord and you come back, here are excellent opportunities for the Lord to not just receive you, but to bless you. But that blessing doesn't mean you're going to be rewarded like everybody else who spent the last 50 years working for the kingdom. You will get saved. But it doesn't mean you get as much gold on your hat as you might have. It's really important to understand all the different elements in this story. Because if you're the prodigal father, you're a gracious, gracious father. If you're the prodigal son, you're upset because you think you should get your own acknowledgments, even though you've been with the father the whole time. You're not going to lose anything out of this deal, but you're upset because there's a small loss of income right then and there. But better to have your brother back than have nothing. And then if you're the prodigal son, you've come back and you've been received, but you're not being rewarded for your bad behavior. It doesn't work that way. You're received. You're still part of the family, but guess what? You don't get to drive the Mercedes, okay? I mean, that's really what's going down in that kind of whole realm. Here's the biggest key of all. No matter where you are, there's a loving father that wants you to know he's with you, he's for you, and he'll receive you if you turn your heart fully back unto him. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was,
I will never believe your God and change my religion.
But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Love is the family resemblance the world should see in followers of Christ.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dave Brannan. Dave writes, "They say we all have one. Doppelgangers, some call them. Lookalikes. People unrelated to us who look very much like us. Mine happens to be a star in the music field. When I attended one of his concerts, I got a lot of double takes from fellow fans during intermission. But alas, I am no James Taylor when it comes to singing and strumming a guitar. We just happen to look alike." Dave continues, "Who do you look like?" As you ponder that question, reflect on 2 Corinthians 3:18, where Paul tells us that we are being transformed into the Lord's image. As we seek to honor Jesus with our lives, one of our goals is to take on his image. Of course, this doesn't mean we have to grow a beard and wear sandals. It means that the Holy Spirit helps us demonstrate Christ-like characteristics in how we live. For example, in attitude, humility, in character, loving, and in compassion, coming alongside the down and out, we are to look like Jesus and imitate him. As we contemplate the Lord's glory by fixing our eyes on Jesus, we can grow more and more like him. What an amazing thing it would be if people could observe us and say, "I see Jesus in you." Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. So much to tell you. So little time. That's kind of how that goes. If you want to send an email, davidspoon at kprz.com. I've received some very nice emails lately. Thank you. And to that one person, those were not the lotto numbers. Anyway, that's a joke. Relax. Not a lotto numbers. Okay, never mind. What did I want to tell you? I'm going to see my in-laws this weekend. So that's going to be fun. We haven't seen them for a while. Got a chance to see my granddaughter yesterday in Skype. Going to see my grandson tomorrow, but I saw him on Monday. I do like this grandparent thing, I must confess. I'm just going to be honest about it. It is pretty cool. I mean, Steve Wheeler was right. I didn't think it would have that much of an impact. I'm not goo-goo, but I love seeing my grandkids. And then I love as soon as the gal or guy goes, it's like, you take it back. It's just like, that's like the reward of the Lord right there. I get all the cute stuff. It's great. It's fantastic. So we had Addie Bug on Skype the other day. She's the first one. And so she was not being a good girl. And she was not listening to her mommy because her mom's pretty strict, just to let you know, which is, I find hilarious. And then she heard us on the little Skype thing and she stopped crying and screaming immediately and went right to the Skype camera. Like, hi. We're like, hi. She's such a cutie patootie. Anyway, that is definitely a blessing. Let's get into our, what do you want to do? We're going to talk about Sam. Is that okay? Sam's a good guy. He's not just a regular real estate guy. Sam Rasul is the kind of guy that is not just committed to people doing well in real estate, which he is, right? But he's committed to the Christian community in San Diego. He's committed to helping people in missions work and helping people advance the gospel. And he's committed to even being a part of this station. If we need something and, you know, we need some help or some sponsorship, Sam will step up. And that's available for anybody to get involved with sponsorship. I happen to think that's a great thing. Our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway were fantastic sponsors. They sold their roofing company. They moved to Montana. But the entire time that we were together, we had a fantastic time. They did great. And we want that to be going on for everybody all the time. We want everybody to be blessed in the process. We think that's cool. Well, Sam is in that place. You know, he's like a Marty. He's like Steve Wheeler. They're committed to the mission of our station, which more so than corporate, our mission is to we're about pushing the gospel, advancing the gospel, and encouraging people who know Christ to get one step closer to Christ. That's our goal, and they stand behind that. So if you're looking for real estate, whatever, how's that? You're looking for, whatever. You need financing info, you need selling, you gotta buy, you gotta talk to somebody about it, you gotta understand anything at all. Sam doesn't charge a penny for any of it. You just go to thinksam.com, and if you tell him you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, he might even give you a cherry lollipop. I don't know that he will, he might. You might ask him.
Grape.
Or grape? Okay, grape or cherry lollipop. I'm going to get a text from him on this. I already know that. I didn't say anything about lollipops. All right, anyway, you can call him 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or go to thinksam.com. And if you know somebody, then you want to send them. Send them to Sam. Let's do it together, right? One, two, three.
Send them to Sam.
That's what you want to do. ThinkSam.com. I was going to get into a preaching mode. Now, not as a joke, I actually grew up about 8 months of my early Christianity in a fully developed inner city Pentecostal church. That's where I tell that great story about the long testimony. And I'm telling you something, those people showed me that the love of Jesus goes much, much deeper than Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. Got to appreciate that. Do we have any music for this? We're going to have to go about a minute extra because it's called Compliments and Criticism. What's our music?
Well, I still don't have my billing reports, but you've got time to sit here and Google it. Well, I know one thing. You've got your review coming up next week, and I can't wait to start checking me off some big boxes. Attitude. Four. Performance. Four. Management skills. Four. Works well with others.
Okay, that was a stapler for those that don't know. I'm just that was she was snapping a stapler. That's from the movie Wanted. Here's the deal. Are you an executive, a boss, a leader, a supervisor, a director, an in-charge person at work or anywhere else? Are you a leader in your family? Are you a leader in your home? Are you a leader in your siblings? Are you a leader in any capacity of any group, anywhere, in any element? Do you have lead in there? If you're a mom, you're a leader. If you're a dad, you're a leader. If you're an older brother, you're a leader. If you have a pet, I know you're not going to like this. That doesn't apply directly to this teaching, but you're still a leader. So what's the deal? My point in this whole bringing this whole thing up is that there are two methods of communicating as a leader. You can compliment or you can criticize. Okay? You can do one or the other. It doesn't work when you do well because you're sending you do both because you're sending conflicting messages. I just want to show you the difference. Compliment comes from the Latin to complete. It is an act or expression of civility, respect, and regard. I'm going to have to give you the notes on that one, huh? That's a good one. To criticize is to find fault, to judge unfavorably, or to judge harshly. As a leader, you either compliment people or criticize people. You either speak to them with respect, speak to them with regard, or you find fault and judge them harshly. Let me explain the scriptural element. Leaders are supposed to, ready, lead. And how did Jesus teach us to lead? By serving. We lead by service and we lead by example. So leaders need to choose their words wisely. We're dealing with a company now that has their leader that sends us emails from time to time. That leader does not choose her words wisely. And that's unfortunate because good leadership is aware that their words have impact. People have two ears and one mouth for a reason. We take in twice as much. Now, some people shoot one ear down, but that's not the point. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So as a leader, as somebody that leads other people, I don't care what position, it doesn't matter if it's spiritual, it doesn't matter if it's at McDonald's, it doesn't matter if it's at JPL, it doesn't matter if it's NASA, the government, words do matter, and life and death are in the power of the tongue. And if we discourage instead of encourage, we're certainly not doing a pretty good job of reflecting Jesus. I think that's fair to say. You can challenge with the truth all day long. There is nothing wrong with speaking the truth. But there are methods or ways to speak the truth that have impact, and there are methods and ways to speak the truth that are insulting. Well, we can do a little better, I think. All of us can. James chapter 3, verse 10, out of the same mouth comes blessings and cursings, my brothers. These things should not be this way. It shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't do that. I'm serious. When our own evaluation of ourselves is usually insufficient, if we have courage, I'm going to tell you what you should do. You want to have courage? All right, here, I'm going to drop it on Tugboat Tide. You want to have real courage? Ask somebody else how you're doing in your speech, whether it's criticism or complimentary, and do it in a way that you cannot retaliate when you hear the answer. That is courage. Do you have courage to compliment, or are you stuck in criticisms? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
As a Christian parent, share with your daughters and sons the spectacular contributions women have made in church history. This is Jim Garlow. Perpetua, a 26-year-old mother, displayed unequaled courage as she was martyred for her faith in the year 205 AD. Monica, in the 4th century, was the most significant influencer as mother on Augustine, one of the most influential persons of Christianity. Catharina von Bora. Without her, Martin Luther might never have become the leader of the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s. Susanna Wesley gave birth to 19 children, a brilliant thinker and theological mentor for her son, John Wesley, leader of the massive evangelical awakening in the 1700s. These were strong women, respected leaders. They and others who followed were all part of an inexpressible contribution of women in Christian history. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The novelist F. Scott Fitzgerald once said that the true sign of first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposite ideas without losing the ability to function. Philosophers call such a position antinomy, two true ideas that appear to be contradictory. For example, the Bible says that God's predestination and man's free choice are equally true. Yet those two truths seem contradictory. That's because our ways are not God's ways, as the prophet Isaiah wrote. What may seem contradictory to our mind is not contradictory to God's. We need to rest in the fact that God is God and we are not. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover who God is on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, DavidSpoon at KPRZ.com. It does seem like I have a little bit more energy today than I did the other day. Some days I do get more energy. You know, you really won't believe what I think it is. But it's a lot of it has to do with my sleep pattern. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't need like 8 hours of sleep. If I get 8 hours of sleep, I kind of get weirded out. It's like I had too much sleep. Have you ever had too much sleep? You go walk around, you're like,
yeah,
oh. Yeah, it's like,
weird.
It's kind of a bizarre, you would just think it would be the opposite or something like that. So last night I got about 5.5 hours, which for me is like way more than enough. And if I can just get 4 in a row, I'm super happy. You know, so between doing this position on the show and doing the director of local ministry and then helping my son and something he's working on and doing the schooling, you know, it's all coming together. Now all I got to do is fit in there, eating less and going to the gym more. Those seem to be the two elusive ones. They seem to be beyond my reach. But I do want to do an interesting yet different What's Bugging Me segment brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control is gentle as a butterfly. Okay. Right in front of Craig, we're smacking that. Is that great? Who's walking by? The engineer's walking by. We're smacking the microphone. And by the way, we actually do that. I take a piece of paper and roll it up and smack it. Let's talk about what's bugging me. You, the audience, not getting enough praise and acknowledgement for the things that you do. How about that? You think, oh, that's flattery. No, it's not. We did substantially well on Cross International. And right in the midst of that, you helped Whitefields Ministries. And it's like, that is cool. I mean, I'm sorry, it's cool because we know that they're going to be able to feed, the Cross International will be able to feed hundreds and hundreds of kids for an entire year because of you guys. And we know in Whitefields Ministries that they're going to be able to give people in a village that have not had clean drinking water prior, that within a month, they're going to have a continual supply of clean drinking water and will never have to use the cesspool as their water source again. And that's because you guys stepped up and stepped in and helped out. So, big props. Thank you. There's no, you know, we try to, I don't know how well we did. We try to cover as much as we can, but man, you guys just did great. And I'm just amazed that after all this time, yet more and more the audience does. So that's a big shout out to you guys. Thank you. That, by the way, is brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. I'm sure and no time short that we will have the E. coli. What is, she's a dancer, isn't she? This, the gal from E. coli? She's a ballroom dancer.
No, she's also an equestrian.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have her. She did a great job sharing her testimony. I like that. That was really good stuff. Anyway, so we're going to take care of all of that. Sue Freeze will be on soon enough. All right. Well, let's get into our next one called Beyond Us on Purpose. You will love me, hate me after this. What do we got?
To infinity and beyond.
I don't know where to go with that. Yeah, there you go. To infinity and beyond, folks. Mark chapter 9, verse 28 through 29. Don't get mad at me about what we're about to go through. This is not, I didn't write this. All our material is at least 2,000 years old. After he went into a house, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive the spirit out? He told them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. So here's what we say to one another. You got to love me. You got to love me no matter what. God won't give us more than we can handle. Well, that is 100% true regarding temptation. That's where it's true. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. So true dat on he won't give you more than you can handle regarding temptation. But regarding everything else, not true dat. You see, in temptation, the Lord won't throw at you more than you can deal with. Every time you go through the temptation, even though there are times where it is absolutely astronomically difficult, and it's in multiple realms, the Lord always gives some way of escape during that temptation process, even if it's the front door. So let me take a moment to tell you what happened to me. The Lord had given me a great deliverance from me from smoking pot and doing drugs 15 to 20 times a day for 5.5 years. Never a day did I miss. Just kept going and going and going. When the Lord delivered me, within 3 or 4 days of that deliverance, I was sharing with a friend about Jesus Christ. That was how impacting it was. That friend took out some paraphernalia and started smoking and doing drugs right in front of me, right? And I had read that verse about a way of escape, and I looked at her, and I looked at the door, and it was like the door was like a neon door, and it was like, I gotta go. And so I picked up and walked out, didn't say goodbye, nothing, just jumped out the door. That was a way of escape, and I got out of there. And I was fortunate that I, by the grace of God, had a way of escape. That was in temptation. But that doesn't mean that you won't go through stuff where you sit there and you go, because it's so unbelievable, the circumstances in life, that there are times where you look up and you go, nothing can get me out of this situation. And you're right, because it will take a miracle for you to get out of it, which is exactly how God designs it. Sometimes you can't do anything but throw your full trust into the Lord. The disciples couldn't cast out the spirit, and Jesus said, this kind doesn't come out by anything but by prayer and fasting. They were like, why couldn't we do what we've already done? We've already cast out spirits. We've already prayed for people and they've got healed. We've already seen demons flee. What is going on that this doesn't work? And Jesus' response is, there was nothing you can do. This just comes out by prayer and by fasting and nothing else. And that's it. And you're thinking, but, and there's like no but. Sometimes it's got to be this way for a reason. It has to take a miracle because God wants to demonstrate to you and I that it was him who does it. Because too many times when we get involved in too many things, we take too much credit. And we do. And the Lord, you know, the Lord's not stupid. If you have anything to do with anything, you know, you give yourself a little pat on the back. When God delivered Gideon, he took him down to 300 soldiers against an astronomical amount. God said, just so that you can't boast within yourself. But 300 against 10,000 or 300 against 28,000? Yeah, that's just absolutely no way that can happen. Right. That would take a miracle. Exactly how God designed it. And sometimes your situation calls for nothing short of a miracle. It's not that the temptation is beyond you, don't misunderstand. But that notion that God won't give you more than you can handle is not true. He oft gives you more than you can handle so that you look up to heaven and go, I'm not doing this. You're way beyond me. And then the Lord's like, finally, you know, because we try to control and run and rule over so much. And we're so bad at it. That sometimes he's got to really get the message through to us. God won't give you more than you can handle as long as you understand that the way to handle it is to dump it on God. How's that? There you go. As long as you get, okay, it's yours. If you can get that, then you get it. And that is crucial. Beyond us, oftentimes, and it's on purpose. That's okay. That's why his commitment to us is so fantastic. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Ready for a night of fun and laughter? San Diego Christian College and One Eyed Possum Production presents Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live, a one-night-only event, Saturday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. Enjoy clean, family-friendly comedy featuring Taylor Tomlinson, the finalist in Last Comic Standing, and a special guest appearance from Comedy Central. Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live will be held at San Diego Christian College in Santee and emceed by Josh Lawson. VIP and general admission tickets are on sale now starting at $25. Seating is limited. San Diego Christian College is offering a special discount to alumni and students. 100% of the proceeds from Charity is Fun Comedy Night will go towards San Diego Christian College student scholarships. Don't miss Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live at San Diego Christian College in Santee. For all the details and to purchase tickets, visit sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
I'm fortunate that I have a body that works. I am fortunate that my husband finds me attractive.
Alexandra Kirkendall on today's Focus on the Family Minute, describing why she focuses on staying healthy.
Part of middle age is I'm getting serious about God has purposes for me. And if I take care of my physical self, I am better able to do his purposes in the world. And I think of all the ways I use my body to impact the world. I hug my children. I wave to people. I walk across the room so that I can sit at my computer and use my fingers and my brain to write words of encouragement to people. So my body is a tool that God has given me. And that perspective shift of saying, okay, Lord, this is yours. That was huge for me, because no longer was it about fitting in the size 2 jeans. It was about how can I better serve you through my physical health.
You'll hear more from Alex today at familyminute.org.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Now, some people equate peacemaking with evading issues, but true peace is confrontive because it introduces righteousness into any conflict. A peacemaker seeks to eliminate the source of conflict and create right relationships. But being a biblical peacemaker has its price. Some will call you narrow-minded or divisive for dealing with controversial issues, but that's been the lot of every true peacemaker, including our Lord Himself. So take heart and be faithful. Your efforts to bring a true peace in a biblical way show that you are truly a child of God. This is John MacArthur praying you'll continue to be Portraits of Grace.
Equal housing lender. BRE number 01276087. MNLS number 236419. Not all applicants qualify. Loans made or arranged pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law.
Hello, good neighbor. Pat Boone here. If you're a homeowner 62 or over, a government-insured reverse mortgage may be the answer you've been looking for. Call my friend Kevin Lyons, president of Anchor Funding. Kevin? How you doing?
Great, Pat. We just helped some listeners with a new reverse mortgage. Now they don't have to write that monthly check for that mortgage payment, and they got some money out to pay off bills and do a little bit of home improvement.
Thanks, Kevin. So, friend, if you're 62 years or older, call Kevin Lyons at Anchor Funding to learn more about how a government-insured reverse mortgage may work for you. Phone call's free, so why wait? Call now. 800-333-5157. 800-333-5157 or visit Kevin Lyons online at anchorfunding.net.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I don't know. Energy level seems to be a little up. I don't know. I do think a little bit has to do with the sleep, and then I did get that one big report done for school. Talking about Christology and pneumatology connecting into the Trinity. Oh, boy. See, some people look at that and they go, that just seems... No, see, I like stuff like that. It's like a sci-fi movie that's in 3D. I like that. See, I enjoy that, you know. Everybody's got their little weird thing. That might be mine. Hey, if you want to, you can check out the book, Church Disappointment, His Appointment, Why God's Purpose for Your Life May Have Involved a Painful Church Experience. Ow, that does happen. The Lord uses everything, though, because we know what? All things work together for good. And the last time anybody checked in the Webster Dictionary, all meant every, and every meant all. You can check out the book, hisappointment.com. If you don't like it, I'll be glad to give you your money back. Just can't lose there. It's a tough read, though. I don't care. The first half's really simple because it's all like testimony. And then the second half is that other part of me that comes out and goes, go back to church. Stop whining. You know, it's really how the book split up. Let's get ready to do our... I was almost going to say let's get ready to rumble, but let's get ready to do our Facebook post, the title Now and Later.
Yum, yum, yum. What are we doing today, guys? Now and later. Yeah.
Is that really... It's 300,000 people have listened to that?
330,000 people watch that candy review.
It's a candy review. Okay. You know, there's, you know, society has its problems. This could be an indicator. I don't know. Now and later, here we go. Psalm 142, verse 5. I cry to you, O Lord, and I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. I cry to you, O Lord, and I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. There are so many of us that, just in honesty, want, you know, you want to be able to pay your rent, want to be able to pay your car payment, you want to be able to pay health insurance, you want to be able to have a couple of dollars for the weekend if you want to go out with your kids or your spouse. You want to be able to do certain things, and we put a value on those things because they're important to us, but it is not often that we recognize that the Lord himself, not salvation itself, not eternity, but that God himself is of such great value that just by rubbing shoulders with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we get benefit. And if we can understand that on this planet, that the biggest bank account does not make the happiest person, that the person that has the most sex does not have the happiest life, that the person that's an artiste does not always feel that the expressing of themselves gives them the ultimate fulfillment of all existence, because ultimately we are created and you can only find fulfillment in connection to the Creator. Otherwise, it'll always be a hole in your heart that's missing. It's just how it is. And so when David says you, he's like, you, Lord, you. And then he goes, you're my refuge. And so you know what a refuge is? When it rains, what happens when it rains outside and you're in a forest? Well, you have a couple of options. You can kind of put stuff over your head, like from the ground. You can kind of hide by the base of a tree. But what most people will do is they will find some form of, if it's not wood, maybe palm trees, maybe big branches or whatever, and they will lean them against a tree and they will create a dry spot while it's raining so that they can get out from the cold water and get out from the discomfort. Well, that is what a refuge is in the Old Testament. It's a shelter from a rainstorm. It's a homemade shelter from a rainstorm. So when you're in a rainstorm, you do, what do we do now? We do umbrellas. Right? That's our little homemade shelter. You need it. Why? Because it's raining. And the Lord is the person that kind of gets the drippy off your head. Now, yes, there's times you sit there and you go, I like it. It feels good. Right. But for 40 days and 40 nights, you would like it? No. So sometimes you need a shelter. And he's our shelter. He's our portion. He's our land, so to speak. But it says this, which is the coolest part. You are my refuge, my portion, in the land of the living. And what happens for us is as Christians, we think of all of our Christianity as in the sweet by and by. We think of it as dancing on streets of gold. We think of it as something that's a million miles away. But the Lord doesn't say that. The Lord teaches us that he is the Lord of then, but he is the Lord of now. And that eternity starts when you make that connection with God. Not for him, for you. And he is the Lord and our portion and our refuge in the land of the living. You know what that means? Here and now. That's what he talks about when it says the land of the living. That's what the psalmist means. He's not just your portion then. He's your portion now. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not be in need. My brother wrote a song named that. Anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break and then come back. You'll hear Marty. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.